Hello again. It's Ken Morgan again, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. And we have another Halloween season movie today. We've got, in my opinion, the funniest horror comedy ever made. It's Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. It's the first of A&C's meetings with the Universal Monsters, and it was a big hit when it was released, and it brought those monsters back into the public eye after a 3-year gap. Now features the three most famous members of the group, Count Dracula, the Wolfman, and the Frankenstein Monster. Couple of casting notes. First, as it happens, this marks the second of only two times that Bela Lugosi played Dracula on screen, the other time being in the original 1931 movie. Now, he played other vampire or vampire-like characters, but not Dracula all that often in the movies. Now, Lon Chaney Jr. plays the Wolfman, and he was the only actor to play the role for Universal. Now, Lon also plays another character as well. At one point in the filming, Glenn Strange, who played the Frankenstein monster, was injured on the set. So, in order to keep the schedule, Lon, who played the monster in The Ghost of Frankenstein, filled in for a couple of scenes. If you watch carefully, you'll be able to notice the difference. Now, one member of the team that you won't see is Boris Karloff. And he was offered the role of the Frankenstein monster, but he turned it down. Now, he did do some publicity stills for the movie, and he would work with Abbott and Costello in two later movies, Abbott and Costello Meet the Killer, Boris Karloff, and no, that title is not a spoiler, watch the movie and you'll see, and Abbott and Costello Meet Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And this movie is well liked by many Universal horror fans, partly for the way the monsters are portrayed seriously, for the most part, with Abbott and Costello handling the comedy. It also includes some of the team's best bits, funny enough to make the cast and crew crack up at times, which necessitated a number of takes. Now, strangely, one cast member who objected to the movie was Lou Costello. When he first saw the initial script, he thought it was really subpar. Fortunately, his attitude changed during production when one of his favorite directors was brought in to handle the project, and he got a raise. Oh, and pay close attention to the final scene of the movie. There's a surprise cameo by another member of the Universal Horror Gang. Now, in addition to the movie, we also have a bonus Warner Brothers cartoon. It's Transylvania 65,000, not to be confused with the live-action comedy of 1985. Now, here Bugs Bunny takes another wrong turn and ends up in a sinister castle. But don't worry, Bugs knows what he's doing. He always knows what he's doing. Now, another reminder that we'd really like to hear some feedback from you about these presentations. So please post it, good, bad, or indifferent, on our Facebook page. Email it to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us or call us at 908-754-7885. And in case you missed a previous movie in our schedule, please check our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us for the list of the movies and the links thereof. Well, we all hope you're doing okay as you prepare for All Hallows' Eve. Thanks for stopping by. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1963, here's Transylvania 65,000. And from Universal in 1948, and inducted into the National Film Registry in 2001, here's Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Hope you like them.